Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the adventures of
DJ Proclaimer.
www.socure.com.
Properly, I'm a sales worker international, you know.
You see the word of God say, think not about what you're going to need. About itself. See, I've been through a situation. Had my mind just thinking and thinking. But then I hear my father say,
worry no more, my son, worry no more, my son, worry no more. You walk it down for sure. Worry no more, my son, worry no more, my son, worry no more. You walk it down for sure.
Okay, back inside part three.
Time we get to
the sounds of Sherwin Gardner, a brand new track for you called Worry No More.
Yo, but that is the time you gotta realize.
Beautiful track off album called Borderless.
You
know, I go for Pull It Up, man. I go for Pull It Up.
Bring,
Scripture says, you know, therefore I tell you, or Jesus said, speaking in the book of Matthew, he said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or drink. Let me just give you a little tip. If you're a warrior, take your worries and turn them into a prayer. In Philippians it says this. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, with thanksgiving, make your petitions unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Stop the worrying, start the praying. Can I get an amen?
Things might not be the way that you want it to be. Sometimes we get so frustrated, forget that Master God that Him set me free. Yo, but that is the time you gotta rely on the presence of the Most High.
This one's going out to my precious sister known as Laverne. I know that the scripture I just quoted from Philippians is hers. Also, a big shouting out to my sister Tanisha. Or the Birmingham Massive. Derby and Leicester. Okay, the reason that I started off part three with Sherwin Gardner is because we got him over in the UK on the 15th and 16th of October. On Saturday the 15th of October, we've got Sherwin at New Generation Church, which is at Basewood Crossings in Nottingham. And then on Sunday the 16th of October, Sherwin will be at New Testament Church of God, George Street, Lascelles Road, Birmingham. Now check this out, Sherwin is a international, outer national, ultra national, award winning gospel artist. And you could expect to pay a big £10 to go and see an artist like this, you know. Plus, if you see the lineup on the show, mad. But hear what, if you buy your tickets before the 9th of October, and trust me, the tickets are flying, you can get it for £5. And moreover, the organizer, this guy is a member of Soul Cure, a guy called Rico. He's got two big surprises on each night. You get to keep half your ticket, and it's got a number on it, a unique number. And there's going to be a prize draw. And he's giving away something that's worth about £200-300 a go. And I know what it is, and I can't tell you. All I can tell you is I want it. So check it out, a massive opportunity to be blessed.
Even though things are looking like,
and to have a great time of fellowship and music.
Good news to tell.
A real opportunity to bring your friends who aren't Christians, your family who aren't Christians.
Good news to tell, and I worry no more.
On the lineup alongside Sherwin, well, I'll be there, I'll be DJing. Plus, there's just a raft of artists, man. A wonderful, wonderful artist, gonna bless you. Elder Henry, Leroy Morrison. So, if you wanna find out more about that, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/soulcure. That's SOULCURE. And just follow the links up on there.
If the MDT proclaimer, we are going to bind them in the name of the name of DT proclaimer, we are rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
What makes them a one so when you listen to them, Tony San Pano? Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica. What makes them a one so when you listen to them, Tony San Pano?
Okay, we're inside a thing called the State of Emergency Rhythm.
And so when you listen to them, Tony San,
coming out of Steve Murphy.
Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica.
What make them a go answer?
Make them a go answer when you listen to them, Tony San Pano. Father,
dedicated to the people of Jamaica.
Before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica. Yeah, right down to the juvenile, them no business. Oh, you be shot a fire while you know. Send body, them no stop on pile. Me no want to kill her, but me can't believe me, I can't believe me, I murder regulars fine. Not less than a week more than 100 times. Bastard mama can't stop crying. Every time we take the news, tears are dropped from me eyes.
Father God, we need your presence, Lord. We need your presence now. We need your presence, Lord. Come take over.
What makes them a one so when you look at them, Tony San Pano?
Oh, my day.
Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now. And
if my people,
what makes them a one so
who are called by my name,
Tony San Pano,
will humble themselves.
Father God, we are asked,
turn from wickedness and pray,
your blessings right now.
I will heal their land.
No more, no more, skull.
There's a law to the people of Jamaica.
Open doors for the youth, them know them. Life is secure for the future. We now want them to know.
Don't watch nothing, though.
Who you tell from?
We all got our problems in our country.
See no shots in the ghetto and no bravery. Remember the eyes of the world, them are free with. Make we show them we have more gold than Mali. Life ain't about rolling to the club, popping champagne and Bacardi with the shawty. Telling your friends how you party hardy. Oh, where you get the new clocks, the daddy, oh? What makes them a one so when you listen to sing them, Tony San Pano? Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica. What makes them a one so when you listen to sing them, Tony San Pano? Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica. Yell that right down to the juvenile, you know, business. Oh, you be shot a fire while you know, send body them no stop on pile. Me no want to kill a. But me can't believe me, I can't believe me, I the murder rate is so high. No less than a week, more than 100 die. A bastard mama can't stop crying. Every time I check the news, tears are dropped from me, I.
Father God, we need your presence, Lord. We need your presence now. We need your presence, Lord. Come take over.
What makes them a one so when you look at them, Tony San Pano? Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica. What makes them a one so when you look at them, Tony San Pano? Father God, we are asked you, before us your blessings right now, Pan Jamaica.
And I look from far like binocular, just I observe how Jamaica full of demons on my yard more than my culture. But I'm telling you, the house a villa. You been I know that street a dem a killer. In a gully dem a creep like Dracula. Big man a put dem on a pillar. Me realize that the last is the alina. So me you can need a prayer. And me realize that I'm the day. Don't believe the devil, he's just a player. Only Jesus can make a better way here. Jamaica needs a prayer.
Yeah, right now Jamaica needs a prayer.
Me can't be biased because you are fixed up. And me they have a handy player. Pray for them. Well, she knows me, I pray for them. Yeah, we are pray for them. You know why? We are prepared.
Coming out of night, he's known as Genius.
There's too much body fibering. It gets too overcrowded at the cemetery. 73 feet.
I got two more on this one.
Now 1 week, we have.
Then we're going to change the flex again.
There is no safe follows. Be on there with the colors. You see the country has followed. We are pray for the north, south, east, west, all of. We keep back and I look from far like we're not killer.
just a observe how Jamaica fuller. Him and some like that more than my culture. Man a sell them soul to house or villa. The juvenile out the street and them a killer. In a gully them a creep like Dracula. Big man a put them on a pillar. Me realize that they lost.
always the hater talking, but he's too afraid to say that it's hate. Instead, blame it on they and say,
you know they say that you're afraid to go in late, and she won't give you no blame.
And they say, why don't you try? Cause he say, she say, they say that this pill will make you high. And you sigh, cause they keep talking about you, so then you try. And then you get high, and you fell for the lie. And then you overdosed, and they never came by. And you just wanna die, nobody hears you cry. You're pitiful and nobody wanna give you the help. You're suicidal and they done moved to someone else.
Yo,
I know you lost but not like evil. Like the pill make the kill. God wants you to win and if anybody do your heat up. Hey man, we ain't gonna play play.
Alright, alright. Man, I hate I had to turn that off. Woo! Let me tell you, DJ SK, my God, brother, you know you be getting it in. And also, DJ Proclaimer, I'm getting tagged on because something happening. But we just thank God for all of you that are listening in. A lot of you know that before we get a start, I always come on with a mix of things to get us shaken up and get us going. You know what I'm saying? And so we thank God. We have a lot of people that are listening in right now around the world that are excited. They're saying they're enjoying the mixes and they can't wait to hear the program. So I had to cut the mix a little short. But we just thank God for all of you right now that are listening in all over the world. And we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings and how he is steady yet moving by his spirit. And so right now, those that are tuning in right now, we want to let you know that you are tuning in to Rep Christ on the Mic Thursday. Yes, nonstop with the Sounds of the Nations on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for many things that he is doing in all of our lives. And I just want to give a special hello and shout out to all of our family there in Africa. God bless you to those of you that are in Liberia, those that are in Cameroon, those in Ethiopia. We thank God for Zimbabwe, Zambia, Uganda, Kenya in the house. We want to say God bless to Nigeria and Ghana, all of the Africa, A to Z. We want to say God bless you. And I want to say to Apostle there in Africa, God bless you, brother. I see that you locked in. And also, we just thank God for Enoch Courage there in Africa as well. We just thank God for Tricklytics. We want to say God bless you all there. And also to here in America, the United States, and every city and state, we want to say God bless. We want to give a special shout out to New York, California, and Florida. I'm tripping out. Because Florida is like adding in by the days. I'm like, what's up with that? For real. So we give a shout out to America right now. To all of you there in the UK, we want to say God bless to one of the hottest DJs, Minister Kobe there. And also in Ghana, we can't forget our brother Jeffrey Faithful for Wusu. We want to give a shout out to him, to those in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica. Yes, we want to give a shout-out to you. We even have Russia listening in, Hong Kong. We want to give a shout-out to Mexico, to Brazil, to everybody that's listening in, whether you're listening in through Twitter, Facebook, phone, whatever it is. We want to say God bless. We have a hot program today for you all. I'm telling you, before I click on these fam of ours, I'm telling you, God is moving by his spirit. When he told me that it was like a divine connection, that how we're going to all connect and the artists connect, I'm telling y'all something. It's happening right now. There is no devil, no demons, no people that can stop the move of God of what he's doing right now. There's nothing, when I say nothing, nada, that he can do to stop the move of God. So we just thank the Lord for this platform. It was him that enabled us to be heard nation to nation to nations to nations. And we thank God that, you know, he is steady yet moving and his promises, you know, in our lives are being fulfilled. So I thank God for his wonderful surprises. We want to give a shout-out to Bless Be There in Malaysia. I can't forget my Malaysian family. We want to say God bless you there in Malaysia. And so right now we're going to click on some great guests we have. I thank God for Action All-Stars. We thank God our brother Prince is not able to be on with us, but his lovely wife is. And we thank God for her on today being on with us as well. And we thank the Lord for Doc Freeze. We thank God for his family, his wife. We thank God for Deacon Brown. We call Deacon Brown the gospel little John. Y'all going to hear it today. Prince is the gospel iced tea. And then, oh, my God, we have our other brother in Nigeria is like the gospel Snoop. I'm telling you, I'm like, what's really going on up in here? But we thank God. Let us remember to pray for all of the secular artists, all the artists that's out there like Snoop and all of them. Let us pray. I just feel it in my spirit that there's going to be a shaking in. Yes, it is. It's going to be a shaking in out there, just like God called us by our name and we was able to hear the call finally. That's how it's going to be in that industry. So we're lifting up that industry right now, that the ears will come open and the hearts will be ready to receive. And I'm telling y'all, when they flip mode into Christ, let me tell y'all something, ain't no stopping. As the song says, ain't no stopping us now. We on the move. That's how it's going to be for real. And so we just thank God. I'm so excited. We want to give a shout out to Buck Barnabas on today as well. But we got a great program. We have Ready Ray on with us. We have Sean Lifer. I'm telling y'all, y'all going to hear music from them. You're going to hear music from Action All-Stars, from Doc Freeze, from Deacon Brown. I'm telling y'all, you're going to hear from Ace. We want to give Ace in the Place a shout-out. Yes, we can't forget about him. He's fam, too, as well. And we're going to be going into Africa today. Yes, so what we're going to do, we're going to click our brothers on. We're going to have them introduce themselves. We got 2 hours of this. We're going to have them say something briefly of what God brought them from. It's so important that y'all hear that y'all are not the only ones that were slanging dope and hanging and with the women and the men and all. It's a testimony of us all what God has freed us from. I'm going to start it off before I click them on. God freed me, seriously, from being around that gangster-type life. And now I'm gangster in Christ. And now I'm doing a flip mode and drive-bys in the devil's camp. So you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to reverse that thing. You're not going to lose that mentality thing, that what you had out there in the world. You take that anger. That's what the Lord spoke to me. And you flip mode on that devil. That's how you fight. And when you fight, it's going to be a good fight in Jesus' name. So God delivered me from that. He delivered me from that gangster, that hardcore mentality out there. You know what I'm saying, that I had. You know, music wasn't nothing unless it was a shoot 'em down, kill 'em, shoot your mama. Everything had to be curse words. If it wasn't that, it was weak. You know, God saved me from that. He saved me from dropping it like it's hot on the stage. You know, to now I'm dropping it like it's hot for Jesus. And I don't mean grinding like that, but I'm talking about dropping it like it's hot, getting into his fire, dropping it like it's hot in the devil's camp, throwing them flame balls at him, burning him up with prayers and burning him up with my praise. You know what I'm saying? Day to day and night to night. That's how we get by. That's how we get over. Because I really strongly believe in Luke 10:19 is the scenario of the Unstoppable Fireball Warriors Page Ministry, that he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And he said, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have to live by that. Yes, that's the key thing, that when he saved you from the streets, when he saved you from the world, when he saved you from that gangster style, that gangster life, that gangster thinking, I don't care what you have done. You could have shot somebody and killed somebody 2 years ago. You could have did a drive-by and blew somebody else a house up. You could have been an alcoholic. You could have been a weed head. You could have been laying around with all type of women, and the women, you could have been laying around with all type of men. I'm going to tell you, it's not about your past. You are an overcomer, but that past, I'm telling you, if you take that past and you use that past to glorify God, because he is the one that saved you from that past. And we thank God on today that he has delivered us and he has set us free. And yes, day to day we are still dying from this stinking flesh, but we're going to make it in Jesus' name. And I just speak to the nations right now, those of you that have fallen by the wayside, those of you that have made mistakes, I'm telling you right now, get up from that. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing. You are not going to be lost. I speak that now. The devil is a lie. You will not see hell. No, you will not. But you will go to heaven. Oh, my God, who am I talking to? Stop letting the enemy have you feel like, oh, I made mistakes, I'm unworthy, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not anointed, I'm not this. That's nothing but the enemy. He wants to have you commit spiritual suicide, and we just bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we just speak right now health and wealth. We speak right now salvation and wholeness to your spirit, and also in the spirit, man, and in the natural right now in the name of Jesus. You will not be lost. You are a warrior. Stand up, soldiers, and let's fight. Yes, because we already have won it. It's over for the devil. Who am I talking to? Just like the song says, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. People always say he never failed me yet, but he will never fail you. So we need to leave the yet. That's the song that everybody was saying. And I'm telling you, it's nothing wrong with the song. It's a good song. But we need to leave that song, that word, yet. He never failed, and he won't fail you, ever. And it says, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. I'm a little hoarse this morning, so I'm kind of sounding shabby, but I'm singing that to encourage somebody today. That you have what it takes, and that's Jesus. You have the word down in you. I thought I speak first, because when I open up these mics, they're going to go fourth time, you're going to shut up. The only thing I'm going to do is we're going to hear from them, and we're going to play some of their music. But I just hope somebody today is receiving this, and that you have ate up this word, and that you are swallowing up this word and digesting this word on today. Because when I click on these men and women of God on this phone, on these lines right now, your life is never going to be the same. And I pray now, we plead the blood on every phone. We plead the blood right now on every laptop, whatever you listening in, and we just plead the blood of it over it right now, that there will be no static, there will be no hang-ups, no disruptions, that you will hear from the men and the women of God. They are not just artists, but they are ministers. They're ministering artists. They don't only minister in song, but they minister the word of God. They minister in prayer. And we thank God for their testimonies. They are overcomers. And what I'm going to do, we're going to let loose right now the lines. And each one is going to introduce themselves, and they're going to give a minute or so of their testimony, a hot one, of what God delivered them from and what he can do in your life and what is going on in their ministry. This is what you're going to hear, and then we're going to hear some songs of theirs. And then after that, we're going to be right back. So let me click them on right now. I'm telling you, I'm going to try to learn the numbers by heart. But we just thank God for how he's just moving by his spirit. Now, some numbers I don't really know, but I will just say, you know, you on the air or something, and we just do it like that. But I do know one of the numbers by heart. And we thank God for Doc Freeze in the place to be. Blair Raw. What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm here chilling. What's going on, sister?
Oh, my God, I'm so amped up right now. I feel like I done had me an energy pill or something. I'm serious. It's just like, It's like my blood is, like, sizzling and running warm because I'm so excited about you all being on the air with us. You know what I'm saying? It's just an awesome thing. So what I'm going to do, Doc, I'm going to start off with you first of you introducing yourself, right? And then right after you introduce yourself and where you're calling from, I'm going to click on, your mic is still going to be open. So I'm here to let all of y'all know, if you got a loud background, see if you can kind of move away a little bit from that background. Because what I'm going to do is leave all of y'all mics open. After y'all introduce yourself, the mics are going to stay open so y'all can speak to one another. You know what I'm saying? If you got something to say, this is like a talk show today, slash we still going to hear one another's music. So I'm going to go down the line and click them on. So what I want to know, Doc, is I want you to, like I said, reintroduce yourself. Where are you calling from? And just share briefly, you know, where God has delivered you from out of there in them streets. And just share that. And then what we're going to do is we're going to hear the other ones do the same thing, and then we're going to come back to you. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the ministry, what God is doing, you know, with your music and in your life, and everybody else is going to follow suit the same way. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say it.
Well, hello, America. Hello, world. I'm Doc Freeze. I'm calling in from Tampa, Florida. And just want to share, man, I remember growing up, you know, real angry at the world, real angry at life. You know, mama was a dope fiend. Daddy was abusive. My mom left my dad when I was 6. And, you know, growing up without a daddy around, the streets was like my dad. The streets taught me, you know, that to get respect, you gotta, you know, rough some people up and get some love and respect. And you got to have the love of your clique for you to be, you know, feel accepted. And, man, I was out there trying to dib and dab, and every girl I could get my hands on, I was trying to, you know, do the do. And, you know, then God brought my wife into my life, and from there I landed on dialysis, you know, for 4 years. Kidneys have failed, and, you know, by the grace of God, 4 years ago, I got a kidney transplant. My sister gave me her kidney, and it's a blessing, man. I just want to share with y'all, man. If, you know, if you're going through some physical sickness, you know, just hold on to the word, man. Hebrews 13:5, the Lord says he will never leave you nor forsake you. And you got to hold on firm to those words, man, because the Lord ain't going to leave you stranded. You know, I was sharing with sister yesterday, sometimes you got to go through just to get through. And just stay encouraged, you know. I'm gonna shut up for now. I can keep going. I'm gonna shut up for now. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna hold back a little bit.
You know what? It be like that when we on fire. When we on fire for Christ, it be like that, brother. I'm here to let you know. It just be like that. So we just thank God. I'm not gonna mute your phone now. Once y'all start speaking, that's why I said I hope that the backgrounds be quiet. Because I'm not going to mute them back out. I'm just muting them now so everybody can introduce themselves. And as they introduce themselves, the line will be open. But, you know, we thank God for your life, Doc. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. And we just thank the Lord for you and what God is doing in your life. So right now, amen. What we're going to do, what we're going to do, I'm going to go to the next one, next caller, and we're going to just do it like that. So next we got I don't really know the code, but it's saying 954 area code. So we're going to click on, and we're going to see, because some listeners do call in this number as well. All right, God bless you, area code 954.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, hallelujah. I'm so excited to be on the program. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Orchid, I am from the Action All-Stars. I'm just one-third of the Action All-Stars, but definitely representing for them.
Hey, man, all right, sis. I didn't know who this was. I'm like, man, fast forward. Who is this? God bless you, sister. And so, now, where are you calling from again?
Well, we currently live in Plantation, Florida, which is part of Broward County, very close to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So we got a lot of Florida going on up in here.
Yeah, it looks like it.
That's my sister right there.
I know, I love you.
What's up, dog?
All right. Well, we thank God for you, sis. I'm telling y'all. It's a blessing to be talking to you right now. You know, I already, like I said, we gave a shout out to Prince, you know, on the day. Okay. He's listening in right now, and I know that's your husband. And we just thank the Lord for y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all is like flames, you know what I'm saying? So share with the people, like, what has God really brought you out of? Like, what did he save you from out there? We have so many people that's listening in all of, in Africa, mm-hmm. and all over the world, in other different places, in Brazil, and a lot of people feel like they're going through and they can't come out. So what would you tell them? What did God bring you out of?
Well, goodness, if I don't think I have enough time to sit here and say everything, you know, what God has done in my life, but just to kind of briefly sum it up and, you know, give you just an overview. What didn't he do? Like, he's so amazing. I look back in hindsight, and I'm just in awe of what he did. Like, for example, you know, I was raised in a Christian home. You know, my mom always tried to take me to church and you understand, like, raise me up in the gospel and stuff. But as I got older and I got more independent, I got a taste of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like. And the thing with my dad, as I grew up, he was an alcoholic, heavy alcoholic. So I saw a lot of things that a child probably shouldn't see. And, you know, you could say it traumatized me, you know what I'm saying? And I needed an escape. And even though I was raised in a Christian home, I didn't know how to go to the Lord. I didn't know. I was still a baby. And as I got older and I got freedom, I got my own car and I got a taste of the world. I looked for other things for comfort. And one of the biggest things I looked to was to weed. And I know it may sound silly to some people because nowadays weed is nothing. You know, people go to heavier drugs. But at that time, that was the weed, you know, the drug of choice. And I was such a heavy pothead. And I just thank God that nothing happened to me. I have to say, because I would get real high to the point that I would drive like that, and it was pretty scary. You know, I had my moments, but I thank God that he freed me from that. You know what I'm saying? And my dad got real sick about 5 years ago. He ended up getting diagnosed with lung cancer, and it just was really tough. But I thank God that through all that, through the tribulation that my dad was going through, he accepted the Lord. And at that time, I was already on fire for God, and God used me to minister to my father. And even in my dad's last dying days, he told me, he was basically saying, "It is well with my soul," you know, and that just gave me so much peace. And I was just like, "Thank you, Jesus," you know. And so that sums up what happened with my dad. But through all of that, I was dating my husband. And he saw my ups and downs, and we had our issues, you know, like a young relationship has. But my husband, I don't know his testimony, he was a heavy cocaine addict and a, you know, we had too, and he had his issues. And we ended up having our first child out of wedlock. And throughout that whole pregnancy and throughout that whole, you know, experience, he wasn't there for me. And it was very tough. I ended up getting, like, bitterness and resentment towards him. I hated him at one point. And as crazy as it sounds, after our son was born, our son Elijah, about 3 months later, I got pregnant again with my husband.
Wow.
At the time, my boyfriend, yes. So Elijah was only 3 months old when we found out we were pregnant. And let's just say that throughout Elijah's infancy, my husband wasn't there. for my boyfriend at the time. He wasn't there. He didn't see Elijah's crawling seas and all of that. And about 6 months pregnant with my daughter, the second, I said, you know what? I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. And it was like God just kind of pulled, you know, his hand was always on me, and I thank God for that. But, you know, it was like God allowed me to see. You know, that veil was removed. And God said, you know, you got to stop. And I said, that's it, no more. I pretty much, you know, disconnected myself from my boyfriend, and I totally said, that's it. He would come at my house, knock on the door, I wouldn't answer. He would call me, I wouldn't answer. I just said, no more. So, making a long story short, I'm about to deliver our second baby, our daughter, and I'm in the hospital, and my mom says, do you want me to call him? Do you want me to call, you know, Prince? And I was like, no, I don't want you to call him. And in the midst of all the pain, she still called him, and I had no clue. I saw him walk in, and I was very upset, very, you know, distraught, the fact that he was even there. But God moves in such mysterious ways, I didn't even know what he was doing. But when everybody left the room and our daughter was born, I chose to name her Genesis as a prophetic act. I said, God, you know my heart's desire. I'm going to name her Genesis because I declare that this is a new beginning for the both of us. And that's exactly what it was. He left the world. He left the things of the world, literally like cold turkey. He left the cocaine. He left all of that, and he never went back home. He went back to my house, slept on the floor for about 3 months. I told him he had to prove it to me that he wanted to be with me. About 4 months later, we got married, and we never looked back. So we always say,
wow.
Angel, yeah. So, you know, as through married life, you know, God has just blessed us and just, oh, my goodness, it's been such an amazing ride, this thing called marriage, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's not always like that, you know what I'm saying? But when God is in the middle and Christ is in the middle of your relationship and you're married, it's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. So I encourage those who are going through marital things and marital issues with your husband or your wife, stay strong. Have faith. You know, God will, you know, you will overcome. Just seek the Lord, and he will take care of it. So I just thank God for what he did with our marriage and our relationship. And little by little, God started opening doors with the ministry. And, you know, I thank God that, you know, Ebenezer, we're still here. You know what I'm saying? We're still here. We still outlasted all the trials and tribulations with our ministry and in our lives. And God is blessed. Amazingly, you know, we have our Action All Stars ministry, and it's me, my husband Prince, and Ace of Testimony. He's a real good friend. I consider his family. You know, we just go out there and we do our thing for the Lord. We don't care. We use hip hop as a tool. You know what I'm saying? We use it as a tool. We just take it and we run with it. We spit with heart. We spit what's in our soul, you know what I'm saying, in our spirit, and we just basically give God all the glory, you know what I mean, and we just spit it black and white. We tell it how it is. We spit the word. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't, you know, use the what do you call it, like the rituals of the world, and like we don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. We spit the truth, and we spit it black and white, and we don't care. You don't like it, don't listen to it. But we know that those that are supposed to hear it and those that, you know, are meant to hear it are going to hear it and they're going to receive. So we get it and we go, you know what I'm saying? And we don't stop. He's been opening so many doors for our ministry, and, you know, not only have others been blessed, but we've been blessed by it too, you know what I'm saying? And I always tell my husband, we can't go out and minister if we're not being ministered first. The song has to touch
you. That's right.
So the songs that you hear from us, you know, that we've put out, those songs have touched us first. We're not just going out there and telling you, you got to do this. No, we had to go through it first. We had to go through that fire first. So, you know, that's why our music is so, it's our baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we use to go and minister. And we just thank God, we give him all the glory because we know that this is just the beginning. You know what I mean? It's just the beginning. And how you were saying in the beginning of the program, how, you know, when God's going to move, God's going to move. And what he's doing with these ministers and stuff, it's just unbelievable. It really is. And sometimes
it is.
My mind. It really does. It boggles my mind. And I thank God. I can't thank him enough and glorify him enough for choosing us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For allowing
right.
us to be used. That's such a privilege. That's such an honor to be used in such a big way. And I'm pretty much sitting down in for the ride and holding on tight and just so happy the whole time. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to what God has planned. And for those that are listening, I just want to encourage you. I know that this race, this battle, this road is tough. It's a narrow road. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? We have our ups and downs. We have our days. We're not perfect. But we always got to understand that it's not by our works. It's by the grace of God. That's why Jesus died on the cross. It's by his blood. It's by his works. That's why we need to accept what he did on the cross. And we just need to take that and go with it. And you know what? Accept God's grace. Accept, you know, what he did for us on the cross. And just say, thank you, Jesus, and keep going. We're going to mess up.
Yeah,
we're not
that's
perfect.
Right.
We're still in this flesh. Like you said, we got to battle this flesh every day. We got to crucify it daily. I admit, I'm the first one, you know what I'm saying? I mess up. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
But God still loves me and my weaknesses. And through my weakness, he's my strength. So I just encourage those that are listening to seek him. Seek him. Make time.
That's right.
People say, I don't got time. You know, I'm working, and then I got my kids and this and that. Make time. 10 minutes.
That's right.
5 minutes. Make time, and you're going to see the hand of God move in your life. Amen?
That's true.
Let me stop.
Amen.
Let me stop. Like Dr. Priest says. Go
ahead. I see you got some flame in you.
Oh, yeah.
You just like me, boy. You get to go on this
Amen.
Like Roadrunner, for real.
Yeah,
glory to God. That's a great thing. I thank God for you, sister.
Yeah.
And I think our next guest, I still got y'all mics open. I'm not, like I said, I'm gonna leave them open. I believe this is Shine Lifer. Am I right? 860.
Yes, it is.
All right, God bless you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So
hey, I just like to say good morning to everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do I just go ahead?
Yeah, just go ahead. Introduce yourself, where you calling from, and just do just like they did. You know, just share what God have brought you out of yourself. You know, from what, you know, from out in the world. What has he delivered you from and saved you from? And then, you know, and then after that, we'll go to the other artists. And then after what I'm going to do is we're going to start going on in y'all music and then having y'all say some other stuff too as well. So
all right.
God leads you to do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. My name is Sean Lifer and I am from Jamaica. I know it doesn't sound like it, but
yeah,
I am from Jamaica. yeah. I just like to say I'm feeling pretty blessed right now. I know God is blessing me and it's just by hearing, you know, the word of your testimonies, and I just want to thank God for each and every one of you guys. I know God has a pretty awesome and a huge job for each and every one of us, you know, when it comes to hitting the fields and going out there and winning souls for his kingdom. I do reggae and dancehall music, and as I said before, my name is Sean Lifer. I remember I have always grown up in a Christian home, so I don't have a horror story. I've never held a knife to harm somebody or held a gun to shoot anyone or hustled on the street or anything like that. I don't have a horror story. I've always been in the church and always been knowing God. But the thing is, I've always been riding on my mom's salvation. I never knew God until 1997 when I heard this song called Praise You. It's by Brooklyn Tabernacle. The song went like this.
Yeah.
It went like praise you. Let my life, oh Lord, praise you. And I remember sitting on the living room floor, just curled up in the fetal position. And I started to just cry. I started to weep, like tears is just continually just just ran down my face, and I was like, why am I crying like this? And it was just the hand of the Lord, like the Holy Spirit, just wrapping me in his arms. And that's when I really made a serious decision to just serve Christ for the rest of my life. Because before then, I was just in church, and I was just in church to just be in church. You know, my mom took me to church. My mom would, you know, tell me what to do, tell me where to read, tell me how to pray. And I never took God seriously until that night when I accepted him in September 1997. It was September the 14th, 1997. And that's when I said I was going to serve God. But then after that, I mean, the enemy came after me like a serious flood. And what had happened was, like you guys, my father was not around. And I suffered from rejection. And I suffered from neglection. I suffered from low self-esteem. I was wondering, why is it that, you know, my father wouldn't want me, you know, in his life? Mm-hmm. And what had happened was, I wanted to feel like I was embraced. I wanted to feel loved. So I turned to internet porn and some serious pornography, and I started to suffer from masturbation. And mm-hmm. I wanted, because what had happened was, I mean, in porn and everything, it's like these people, they get naked for you. They accept, they want you to be in what they're doing. And I felt like I was so welcomed. You know, that was the lie that the enemy had me believed. You know, that I was being welcomed, that I was being embraced, but he was slowly, you know, bit by bit destroying me. You know, but I mean, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. And you know, the Spirit of God really, he really had me confess my sins, and God was just to forgive me. Because what had happened was, he set up people around me, like my friends and my family, who I was accountable to. And in life, you got to be accountable for the things that you do. You got to have somebody who's there, who you can talk to, who you can share the deepest and deepest, darkest of secrets, and know that they will be confident. I mean, they will hold your secrets. They will pray with you. They will see you out through that mess. And God set up people who I could be transparent with. And as Christians, I believe that we ought to be transparent. I mean, yeah, we've been saved from this life, and now we know Christ. But what happens when we're in Christ? You know, I mean, we still got struggles. We still got things that we're dealing with, you know, so we just got to be real with people and say, hey, though I'm a Christian, I'm still struggling. God is still working on me, you know. So
God is just
wonderful in all his grace and his mercy. I'm still here. I mean, I'm not 100%, and I don't think I'll ever be 100%, because if I'm 100%, that means I don't need God, and I always need God. You know, I need more and more of him every single day. And right now, as I just want to rep for the young people. I just want the young people to know that whatever you're going through in life, I mean, God is there. He is a refuge. He's a fortress of strength. And just cling to him. The word says, how can a young man live holy? And that's by his word. And I mean, just live by his word, continue praying, continue fasting. And I mean, God has strengthened me to this day. I mean, I am free of masturbation, free of internet porn. And I mean, God has blessed me with a wonderful wife. I just married in July, July the 8th, you know, so, I mean, it's wonderful. So I'm just repping God in evangelism, in reggae music, dancehall music, and, you know, but just, I said, Jesus Christ all the way. And if you have Jesus Christ, you have nothing at all. You know what I mean? So that's where it's at.
Amen. I heard a little Jamaican going on now.
Yeah, man. The Jamaican.
He started to get hype and the Jamaican started coming out.
Hallelujah.
He was talking real plain at first, and then a little...
That's the spirit of the Lord, man. That's the spirit. When the fire shut up in your bones, you can't help it. You can't help it.
Amen to that. I'm telling y'all, I am just blessed by this. My mind is just, I'm telling you, it's just great. But we just thank God. And so what I'm going to do, I'm telling y'all, y'all pray for me, because this coughing stuff got to go. But we're going to go now. Now, we had Reddy Ray at on. I'm going to click on one of these numbers, because he's saying one number that he's calling from, but I'm seeing something that's showing Andrew. If this is a listener calling in, you ain't got to say nothing if you don't want. But I'm trying to find out where he is, Reddy Ray. Are you there? Okay. I'm not hearing nothing. I'm hearing somebody's listening in because I'm hearing the feedback. So I'm trying to click on Reddy Ray. Here. I got one more call, so I'm trying to see. Maybe that might be him. I'm not sure. But, okay. I'm trying to find Reddy Ray. Where you at? No Reddy Ray. I don't know, y'all, where he could be, what's going on, but I don't know what number he done pushed to be on here, but we don't see him. So hopefully in the next minute or so, a few minutes, maybe he will call in or leave a message saying what I don't know. Maybe he pressed something wrong, but he ain't on this line. I don't see. But we thank God for all of y'all on here. So while we're waiting on Reddy Ray, I think I'm going to have to call him up and find out what's going on here as I play the music. What we're going to do, we're going to start off. There's some powerful testimonies that y'all shared, seriously. And like I said, mine was, you know, the shaking it up in the club. I didn't have to do that. I was born, you know, up in, I was born and raised in holiness. My father's a preacher. You know, he's still preaching and going strong today. You know, I was raised up with aunts and uncles, they bishops and pastors and stuff. My brother is a preacher, a minister, and I grew up. You know what I'm saying? I grew, okay, now I think I'm seeing him now. I'm seeing a four. Okay, I think that's him. I'm not sure. We're going to try it again. But let me say this real briefly before we try to see is this Reddy Ray that I'm seeing on here. But the thing that, you know, I'm saying is, you know, I was raised up, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they do it because there's a lack somewhere. No, I wasn't lacking anything. I did what I did because I wanted to. I was raised up in the ways of the Lord, but yet it was some kind of mental abuse that was going on. You know, I was like the black sheep of the family. So by me being the black sheep of the family, I did black sheep things. You get what I'm saying? I was doing, I had a spirit of suicide, you know, on my life at the age of 10. I used to fall down on the floor with knives and pills in my hand and try to kill myself and say, Lord, you know, why didn't my mother abort me? You know, why am I brought up in a home like this? Why couldn't I have parents that drank and partied? Do y'all get what I'm saying? That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what I used to ask, because I didn't like the way I was being raised, because it was always church. Every time I look up, it was revival through the weekday. I see my friends riding the big wheels, and I wanted to get out there with them, but I couldn't because I got on them slippery church shoes and them ugly dresses and styles in my hair. Those tight ponytails that make the eyes look like they shut up almost. You know what I'm saying? And we on our way to church. And to me, the only part that I was excited about going was when Dad got that offering. I just knew we were going to eat and get ice cream and stuff afterwards. So I was excited about that. You know what I'm saying? But then as time went on, God was calling me at a young age. He was calling and calling, but still, that's why I brother there, Buck Barnabas, that song, that video that I played, I'm running. That's why I cried when I looked at that video, because I felt that very strong, how I was running and running and running and running. And next thing I knew, you know, it came up to getting out there, dealing with drug dealers. I never experienced a man with a 9-to-5, 8-to-4. Everybody sold dope. It seemed like that's all I pulled was dope men. Everybody was selling dope. If it wasn't that, they was dealing in the gangs. They was running guns. And I liked that. You know what I'm saying? It was like I enjoyed that because it was attention.
I wasn't getting that at home, so it was attention out there in the street. And then I began to start drinking at the age of 18. I was an alcoholic starting at 18, seriously. And I began to drink, and then I began to smoke, and then I'm exposed to weed. I never did crack, none of that, praise God. I'm not knocking those that did, not looking down on you, because we all is drugs, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. And so I drank, and I drank, and I drank. And I'm telling you, even though I dealt with me the way I wanted to deal with them, it was like more, the bottle was more my man. Is y'all getting what I'm saying? I'd rather have that drink before I can get to that man. If that man wanted to be bothered, I was like, what can you bring to my table? I need some money. I need to drink. I need to smoke. If you can't do that, don't come. That's how I was. And then I got exposed from that to a brother coming to me telling me how sexy I am and what my body looked like in the lingerie department. I'm in there looking for something for Valentine's Day. He's telling me I look like I can slide up and down a pole. So then next thing I know, I go just for a tryout, and they say, oh, you used to do this. I said, no, this is natural. If you know how to dance, you know just how to dance. You don't have to train nobody how to shake them up and do this and that. If you do it on the dance floor, you can do it on anywhere. And so I began caught up in that, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. When I first did it, I had to get drunk. But then after that, I didn't need no more drink. So then I was doing it, and it felt like I had power. You know, like I can just run the show, and I'm getting your money, but I never did the trick thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I had that time, I had a man. I never knew what it was, the trick, but I dance and everything and get your bread, but that's all it was. And I talk to you, but that's all it was. But at the end of the night, my man coming to get me, and he was a drug dealer. Ain't that something? His mama raised him up in the church. I'm going to say this, and I'm off too, but I want to share this to somebody. Because I'm getting somewhere with this. This is something I've never shared on radio. This is my first time saying it. But real briefly, he was selling his dope. I was doing my thing. But I knew his mom, his parents raised him up in a church just like mine, right? Dig this. This thing I know, when I met up with him and everything, you know, we got together. I took him to my church one Sunday. He wanted to go to church. I said, okay, well, let's go to church. His mom went. We went, picked her up, his sisters and his brothers. We going to church, right? At that time, the pastor there did not know him. Saw him for the first time. But how many know that God knows us? And he began to, and we sit way in the back. And he said, this brother here in the gold shirt, I want you to come in the front. And he got up and went in the front. And he looked at him and he said, I don't know who you are. I never seen you before. I don't. He said, I don't know what you're doing. You don't want to know. He said, but I'm giving you what God told me to tell you. The road that you are walking on now is dangerous. And if you don't stop going down that road, it's going to end in death. Do y'all hear me? When he said that, I knew what he was doing. A feeling went over my body like a coldness. And my heart skipped a beat and tears fell down my face. And I thought, oh, my God. This brother kept selling dope after dope after dope after dope. He got caught up with all kind of stuff, guns, all kind of stuff. You talking about God getting him out of jail so many times. He did. I will pray. I won't even say. I will pray and pray. God, get him out. Lord, please. Oh, God, he won't do it, you know, this and that. I even went far in looking in the newspaper to get him a job. Seriously. I looked in there like, oh, my God. Do you know God blessed him with a great welding job? He never had welding skills. This man gave him a job starting off at $15 an hour. If that's not God, I don't know who it is. And do you know he turned out to train good, and he said that he was the best welder that he ever had. He got production out more. Do you know he still was trying to mess around with the dope, and guess what he said? He would sign those checks over to me and say, this is crumb. I'm used to making that within a minute. I'm like, oh, my God. Make the long story short, he kept going in and out of jail, in and out of jail, saying he was saved. He was getting, I ended up marrying this man. Okay? I got two kids by him right now. I ended up marrying this man. Right? And I married him. My dad and him kept saying I shouldn't have done it. My mama kept saying you need to get insurance, you know, this and that. And I felt so bad because I was like, why is they saying it? It's like they want him dead and this and that. So I would lie to my parents and tell them that he's working for Ford and Chrysler, you know what I'm saying? My dad was like, ain't no that much work. You know, every time I look up, you got this and God ain't that much working. And he said God showed him that he was in the wrong game. And I would tell him he needed to change his life, and he never did. And do you know, he went to church, and the word went over him once again, saying God is calling you to ministry. He said the gift that's in you, you can pull those men out there. He looked at stupid, smiling with that crazy grin like he always did not care, and went out there and did what he wanted to do. I separated myself from him because I couldn't take it no more with him selling dope and going back and forth. I'm like, man, we got children. You know, you got blessed with a good job. What's the problem? And he kept doing it and kept doing it to make this thing end here. We separated. He moved out, and I'm going to tell y'all something. I said to myself back in 1999 that I will take him back in. I would sneak him over. My dad didn't even want him in the house no more. Can you imagine sneaking your own husband in the house? But he would sneak and come over and all that, you know. And we would spend time. And I had set in my mind that I was going to take this man back on June the 27th of 1999. I said, I'm going to get this going and get that going and cook a big candlelight and do this and do that. And it was at that time it was fireworks night where we would go downtown and see the fireworks. Do you know that I said I was going to take him back? And I got a phone. He came over that night that I saw him last. And he saw the kids and he hugged them, went in the kitchen, fixed them something to eat, and he looked at me and he put his hand on my chin and he said, baby, I'm going to do this for the last time. Do y'all hear me? He said, I'm going to do this for the last time. And when I get through, I'm getting saved and getting myself right, and I'm going to be what God wants me to be. Do you know he went out there, and that was his last time. Somebody shot him up in an open city, killed him. And I got a phone call on that 27th. That I told you I was going to take him back 6 in the morning, and they were hollering and praying, and they said, Frankie man is laying in the field dead. And I bust out screaming and hollering, and I ran out mad with my gowns on. I ain't care who seen me. I said, hey, if they ain't seen a woman, they know they see it or not, because I didn't care. I was angry, and I ran out there hollering and screaming. I looked at my kids. I grabbed them. I said, oh, my God, Jesus, I don't know what's going on. What am I going to do? And I began to holler, and do you know what happened? My grandma came to me. She dead and gone. She said, when you calm down off that stuff, God's going to show you what happened. He's going to show you why it had to be. And I didn't want to hear that. And I was mad and angry at God. I really didn't want to hear about Jesus then. If you came to me talking about God, you got cussed out, hung up on. I didn't want to hear it because I kept saying, God, why would you do this? I was born and raised with you parents. Why would you leave me like this? Why would you do this? And I began to go on. Why this and why that? And you know what God told me? He said he has given me time, and still I yet not walked away. Me marrying him wasn't on him. That was my decision. Do y'all hear me? And he let me know he has given him chances after chance, but he kept playing games. And we know that God can't turn into angry God. His mercy and grace is over us, yes, but at some time there is a stop sign. And he let me know that he has given him a chance. But then, yet, when I look at when God first saved me, right, I saw what my grandmother said, why that had that happened. Because of the simple fact, look where we at now. Had I would have kept filling in with this man and knowing God know his heart, he was not going to change, I wouldn't be here today. I was that wrapped up in the game. Y'all get what I'm saying? So somebody out there listening in, it's not too late to turn around is what I'm trying to say. While blood is still yet running through your veins, turn around now. Don't wait too late. Turn around. Make good decisions. vision. You know what I'm saying? God is speaking to somebody I know out there. There's nothing but one person out of 5,000, 30,000, 20,000. God is speaking to somebody and saying, you can turn your life around. That man, that sister, whatever you're doing, whether it's selling dope, dancing, whatever it is, you can turn your life around. Just like he turned me around. Just like he turned a shine life around. Just like he turned I call you Danita. Just like God turned her around and turned Prince around and he turned Doc Freeze and his wife around. Just like he turned us all around, y'all hearing us sharing these testimonies today. He can do it for you. He can do it for you. You ain't that gangster that God cannot say. You ain't out there that bad of a weed head that he cannot deliver you from smoking, and that he can't deliver you from your alcoholic ways. He can't save, and he will. All you have to do is have a willing mind and say, God, that's what my prayer was when he saved me. I said, if you the same God that my parents, that my daddy speak about, then I want you to show up in my life, and I want you to do that in my life. He did it, and it wasn't overnight. And like our sister said, we still yet make mistakes. But we got to keep on going, and we can't be practicing and stuff. We really got to come out of this stuff, seriously. We got to come out of this. I mean, I'm putting myself in this, too. We got to come out of this. God knows. Ain't no shooting and jabbing God. He knows what we do, and he knows what happened behind closed doors. He knows what happened, but he knows our heart, just like our sister said. And so today, let's not harden our hearts. Those of you listening in Africa, those that's wherever you at listening in, open up and say, Lord, save me. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to have Doc Freeze pray for you right now. And after that, we're going to click on Ready Ray, because I believe this is him right here that I'm seeing a number popping up here. So, I'm a Doc Freeze. I just feel it. Will you pray for these souls that's listening in right now? That God will get a hold of them, that they will heed to the call that he's calling them in. Because we know that a lot of the drug dealers and a lot of the shake 'em up shakers and all of that, a lot of them are great men and women in Christ. Yes, they are. And they have a calling on their life. And so I want you to pray for them. And then after that, we're going to click on our brother Ready Ray. And then we're going to let the world hear y'all music on today. So we're going to go ahead and let you pray.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this time. Father God, right now we pray for the generations, Father God. We break every single touch of this world, Father God. Any hunger for this world, Father God, we come and cancel that right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak life and not death into the souls, into the lives, Father God, of this generation that's out there lost, that's chasing the lust of the world, Father God, and not chasing you and your word, Father God. We come right now, Father God, as a unit, Father. We come together right now as a unit, as a body, Father God, and we declare victory, Father God. We declare, Father God, that everybody out there smoking weed, snorting coke, having sex, masturbation, anything, lusting, Father God, anything that's keeping them away from you, Father, we cancel that right now. We grab it by the root, Father God, and we command it back to hell in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you right now, Father, for what you're going to do in their lives, Father God. We call mighty men and women to step forth, Father God. And, Lord, we just speak life, Father God. We breathe life into the lungs, Father God, like Ezekiel. Like God used Ezekiel, Father God, to speak life to the dry bones, Father God. We speak life right now into the people that are listening, Father God. And if you're listening right now and you know somebody that's going through it, don't hesitate to stop and pray for that individual, because it could be through your prayer that that individual gets saved and gets set free from what they're going through. So, Father God, right now we just pray for encouragement, Father God. We pray for strength, and we pray for boldness in you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty, matchless, holy name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. And now I'm telling you, now we're going to try and see if this is Ready Ray, because I'm praying that it is. I don't know what's going on with these phones. But Ready Ray, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Now, is this Deacon Brown?
Yeah.
Okay, Deacon Brown. I don't know what happened already. I don't know what happened. Deacon Brown, God bless you. This is who we call the Gospel Little John. I'm telling you. We thank God. We thank God for you, Deacon Brown. I'm telling you, God bless you. We're going to have you introduce yourself and talk about what God has brought you out of there, out of the world, just like we had did. Just you can go ahead.
All right, I'm Deacon Brown. I'm calling from Apopka, Florida. And me, personally, like, I came from a family of a gangster, thugs, drug dealers, pimp, players, and killers, and preachers, and churchgoers. So it's like, in my life, I'm surrounded by everything all at once. I see these on a daily basis. And then my father was like a kingpin in where I stayed. So it's like, then, so he in and out of jail, in and out of prison. So he ain't really never home. And then my mama, she had like 9 kids. So it's like, it's a lot of us. So it's like, nah, we ain't really got to spend no time with my daddy because he all in the streets, he ain't home. So it's like, we was just looking for attention, but all the attention is out there in the streets because that's where everybody at, because the same thing going around in the home is going around in the streets. So it's like, we were used to that. We were used to going to church on Sundays and then getting out of church, going to the streets, smoking, whatever we were doing. So it's like, we was caught up in that fast life, that thug life, that gangster life. So it's like, everything that was fast, that's what we wanted to be around. Gambling, the dope house, that's what we was at. So it's like, God had to bring me from out of that and directly straight back into the church house. So it's like, God delivered me from a lot of things, like that thug life, that thug mentality, that was me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, that's how we lived it. You know what I'm saying? So my life was surrounded by money, drugs, guns, alcohol, weed. I thought that was it. Women. So that was the life to me. And then when God saved me, when God began to deal with me, He began to deal with me in dreams and visions, and He was saying, man, it's time. It's time. At first I thought, like, man, it's hard. Man, I got homeboys around here. I'm drug dealing. I'm trying to be like my dad. So it's like, I'm like, God, what they going to say about me? Man, you was thugging yesterday and not today. You putting out your guns. You putting out your drugs. You don't want to mess with nothing no more. So it's like, I was caught up in peer pressure saying, like, well, what they going to think of me? And then I just surrendered it all. I just said, man, forget about it. I'm just going to surrender what they say about me, because at the end of the day, my life's going to have to speak for myself. So I had to humble myself and get rid of pride, submit myself to the mighty hand of the Lord. And 10, 11 years later, hey, I'm here.
My God. My Lord. Now, that's powerful. I'm telling you, that is powerful. My Lord, I'm telling you. And we thank God for you. This show here, I'm telling you, people is listening in, and I'm looking at our time and all of that, and I'm like, man, we're going to have to do a part two tonight or something, for real, because it's just like the testimonies have been a little nifty, but that we can't apologize for that, because if that's what God gave us to say, we can't apologize. You can't cut it off. You know what I'm saying? So we not going to apologize for that. So whatever music don't get heard, it just don't get heard. We just have to do a part two tonight or something. But people are listening in. I'm talking about listening in. I'm getting messages in the tweet and everything. They are enjoying these testimonies. And so I don't know what happened with our brother on today, because he has a powerful one. And he said he was calling in from some number, but evidently it didn't go through. So I'm praying that tonight, I don't know what y'all doing tonight, but hopefully if y'all can call back in tonight, you know what I'm saying, we can continue this, because this thing, the people is like, it really receiving right now, and so I really want to get y'all music heard as well, one another's music, because what I believe what's going on today on this airwaves, God is setting us up.
Amen.
He has set us up right now. And what he's doing is he's connecting. Y'all are going to connect one another. I'm already connected to y'all, but all of y'all that's on here now is going to connect with one another. I really feel that down in my spirit. It's going to be music together. It's going to be fellowship together. I really believe that. That's what God said this ministry was going to be, and that it was going to shake. Seriously, he let me know that it was going to shake. It was going to be like a shaking it. And I'm telling you, I thank God, because people are leaving messages right now. I'm trying to type, talk to y'all, get the music together, and I'm typing and text people texting. And I'm like, wow, I'm going over to the Twitter. I'm seeing messages. Somebody want to send a link to their friends. So, I mean, this thing is serious. It really is. And I just thank God for it. So what I'm going to do, because we do have like 42 minutes, and within that 42 minutes, I want to get a song or two from y'all. So what we'll do is like two songs each person. How's that? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the name of these songs. And who the artist is, so y'all will know who is who, you know, on here. And I'm going to mute y'all mics. I'm going to mute them. So when I get ready to turn them back on, then I will mention I'm going to turn y'all mics back on. So, but I don't know what you got up for tonight, Sean Lifer and Sis. I don't know what you and Prince got up for later on, and Doc. I don't know what you got, and Deke. I don't know what you got, but I would love it for y'all to call back in tonight if y'all can. And we can do a part two of this, because this thing here is deep.
Amen.
And people is being blessed right now. They are leaving messages like they are really blessed by this program, you know. And so I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. And oh my God, yeah, see, some we thank God for our brother there in Africa said they will tune in tonight even. So they're listening in now. They're listening in there in Africa. And so we just thank God for Kusim there in Africa. We thank God for you, brother. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start this thing off, because I'm right here at it, with Sean Lifer. Now, you got a saying on here when I was downloading Kill Evil, all right? And you got on here, our nation will not sing songs glorifying Satan or demons, Jesus, till we die. Brother, that's fire. That right there is fire by itself. You know, I mean, seriously, that's flames. You said our nation will not sing songs glorifying Satan or demons, Jesus, till we die. So right there, he has taken a stand, you know, and saying this right here, not going to be glorified. Jesus is till we die.
Till we die.
Can you say something about that, please? That got me going.
That song is a Christian response to the demonic and satanic lyrics that's been pouring into the Jamaican music as of late. There's a couple secular artists. They will go without names because I don't want to glorify them on any program. But the thing is they've been spitting some lyrics talking about demon blood in my veins and you know, worshiping Satan and glorifying just darkness and legions and all that garbage. So they have the ears of the young people right now. So it's basically the spirit of the Lord just giving me these lyrics and giving me these flows to attack that spiritual darkness that's happening. So I mean, the wrestle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, and we understand that. So it is strictly kill evil, not kill people, but kill the evil that's planning to take over the minds of the young people. So our nation, Jamaica, will not sing songs glorifying Satan, demons, or Jesus till we're dead. That we say.
Amen. You know what? And even here in America, there's some of them that's going around with videos and stuff and demonic stuff,
you know, that is going on. But, you know, we just take a blowtorch to that spirit. Seriously.
Yeah.
And burn it up in Jesus' name. You
in
know,
Jesus'
name. I'm serious. When it comes to the work of Satan, I don't know about nobody else, but it's such an anger that raises up in me. Seriously, it's really critical, seriously, that raises up in me that he think that he is so slick. You know what I'm saying? That now our children is coming off with this thing. They want to wear this and wear that, things that represent a demonic, spirit. They don't want to accept it. They feel like, oh, I'm not serving the devil. I'm not doing that. But the music and stuff is capturizing them. And anytime I heard somebody say, when I listen to that song, I just feel my spirit rising up out. That's bad.
Yeah,
it's rising up out all right. You allowing them demons to come in. Ain't no rising up out. It's going in, you know. And so I'm telling you, this here is a powerful song. The world will hear this. I'm telling you, it says kill evil, and I am with you, brother. We are all with you in Jesus' name. We come in unity right now saying kill evil. And like you said, we're not talking about killing people, but we kill that spirit, you know, in Jesus' name, that spirit that's trying to erupt homes and break up homes and break up families and break up friendships and stuff like that. You know, we just come against that spirit. And so, like I said, we just take a blowtorch. We take a grenade to that spirit and blow it up in the ashes in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. I'm telling you, I'm going to I'm starting to get started right here. I'm serious. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put y'all on hold, and we're going to hear Kill Evil. And then I had another song that was marked off. Okay, Kill Evil, and let me see. I'm trying to get to it right now. But it was something.
You might want to play Up, Up, and Away.
Yeah, Up, Up, and Away. Okay, but that was not the song. It was something else.
Yeah, I know Africa.
Like, oh,
I know Africa loves Up,
in.
Up, and Away, so.
But you know what? We're going to do Up, Up, and Away, because the song I'm talking about, we can always do that tonight. So right now we're going to do with the Kill Evil and then Up, Up, and Away featuring Prodigal Son. And after that, I'm going to click y'all mics back on, and we're going to go to the rest of y'all that's on here, getting your music heard as well. So right now, y'all, we are going to hear from Sean Lifer. You're also going to hear the music of Action All Stars, and you're going to also hear music of Doc Freeze and Deacon Brown, and also, even though our brother Reddy was not on with us, we're going to hear a song from him as well, because something must have happened. I knew it had to happen because he was just too excited about being on here. So something happened, but, you know, we'll do it again tonight. So right now, we're going to go over to Sean Lifer and Kill Evil, and then Up, Up, and Away, and we'll be right back. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong song. I done clicked on I Know Who I Am.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm messing up, y'all.
Hold on. That ain't the right song. All right. Kill Evil right here, and then Up, Up, and Away, and we'll be right back. Wait a minute, what is going
on? So this is Island Worship.
Brother, y'all going to have to help me. It sounds like we doing a little thing going on. My bad, y'all. My bad. I messed up. Because the way I got it listed in here, that's what happened. I pressed. This is Kill Evil right here. All right.
Adonley.
Yo, Colin. I'm thinking you know what I'm going through with you, but follow me.
Yo, Rolanda.
I'm coming to see.
Kill evil when them rise.
so good God, Gaza. Father, me no care about a boy, we a demon, a ghost. Consequence, me no fear them. For my Jesus Christ, me declaring. And them a try tell me say, a lie tell me say, God no real, me no hear them. Come to be ungodly, me no near them. Far away from me life, me a fear them. If them no want Jesus, it change them life. Now pray next year, God fear them. Kill evil when them rise. Send them to them demise. Lose them from the youth, them car. We no want no more fi die. In a deed, use them evil across. Terminate every seed, them a saw. Good God, Gaza, Father, me no care about a boy where a demon I go. Demon blood, no movie. Style water than ink when it's seen. Why if you no want cheat? Every link I go broke, you got feel of the link on the chin. Far away your city stand. Write up the scriptures of war in a Gideon. Boy, none of sense come a war with Simi God. Dead when them challenge the bomb in Gilead. Kill evil when them rise. Send them to them demise. Lose them from the youth, them car. We don't want no more to die. In a deed, use them evil abroad. Terminate every seed, them a saw. Good God, Gaza, Father. Me no care about a boy where you're demon. What if I'm blind on earth, I go bound in a heaven. When my go, I need to see and stone of the heaven. Tell them not hurt nobody and I entertain. I play in a theater new year. After you, them a think one uncle demon. Darkness and legion. Christians, we no play that way. Not part of the noble's war when we lay and pray. When them rise, send them to them demise. Lose them from the youth, them car. We don't want no more to die. In a deed, use them evil across. Terminate every seed, them a saw. Good God, Gaza, Father. Me no care about a boy where a demon I got. Yeah. Jesus still my dog. That's what I tell them. Jesus still my dad.
Yeah, Rolando. I'm afraid of nobody. Resting out against flesh and blood.
Crikey. Badooly.
We go hard. We go hard.
I got brat.
We go hard, we go hard, we go hard, we go hard.
Your life on.
We go hard, we go hard, we go hard.
Radical yard.
We go hard, we go hard.
Because
I'm looking forward to some better days. Cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays. And I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up and away. Y'all gonna send me up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky. Tell the world bye bye. Send me up and away.
Say you want to send me up and away.
Yo, I just send me up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky. Tell the world you're bye-bye. See the world.
I'm hanging with the stars. I'm in the galaxy. Wanna get closer to God.
I feel my policy. It's just honesty. That's how I got here. He's got the mansion prepared as he promised me. And now we'll get there. I passed the subject, God, and I got the chemistry. It's like an oxymoron why someone should ask me to get salvation, what it really cost me. It's free, no cash, and I'm hoping that's clear.
Right now, I'm looking forward to some better days. Cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays. And I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up and away. Y'all gonna send me up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world you're bye-bye. Send me up and away.
You wanna send me up and away.
Y'all gonna send me up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world you're bye-bye. Send me up and away.
My faith belt, my safe belt, I'm safe to ride. Got God on my side like nationwide. My insurance, His grace to find. If you ignore it, then you gon' face the fire. From the bottom, never settle. Hotter than the kettle, harder than the metal. All about Jesus and not about the vessel. Can't save yourself, only Christ can save you. So just move to the side like mashed potatoes and let the main course take force. Way better than Al Muniz, because my Jesus saves more. And that's word to my ghost keeper, my soul's reaper. Nobody knows deeper, cause if we down for a quarter, we do it in OT. Cause we so hot for Christ and never get cold feet. And we do it for the ring and never the trophy. Cause we want to marry Christ and live for his glory.
I'm looking forward to some better days, cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays.
Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gonna send me up, up and away. Y'all gonna send me up, up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell the world never find. You send me up, up and away.
Hey, you wanna send me up, up and away.
You wanna go swim it up, up and away.
Meet the lion in the sky, then the world in my mind.
Up, up and away.
Yo, me cock up and have no regret. Me a cut through the air like a Boeing jet. No captain, me flight Christ from Nazareth. You're not pimp by your flight, then Russian roulette. Niggas see by him blood, not the intellect. St. John 3:16 intercept. Me be step out of myself and introspect. Put me on a new truck like
I tell the world.
Goodbye, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I'll stay no longer with you, cause I made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some better days, cause what I want is where my heart is, and where my heart is, my treasure lays. Lifting up my eyes to where heaven lays, and I don't care what the people say. Gotta make it to heaven, that's my heritage.
Y'all gon' see me up, up and away. Y'all gon' see me up, up and away. Meet the Lord in the sky, you know, I got tell them about buying. See you up, up, and away.
You wanna see me up, up, and away.
Hey, you wanna see me up, up, and away. Meet the Lord in the sky, tell them where never buying.
See me up, up, and away. Up, up, and away. You blink, you miss me.
Radical, yeah.
All right, all right. Up, up, and away. Yes. Woo! That, I'm telling you. And Kill Evil, that was awesome. That was awesome. Let's put them back on real briefly because we got 23 minutes, so I want to be able to play the rest of our artists that's on the line. Now I want their songs to be heard as well. But we got to have Brother, I'm telling you, Shine Lifer, that's awesome. I'm telling you, Up, Up, and Away has been rocking the charts for the longest. But we thank God for Kill Evil. And so we just thank God for your life. Thank God for your music here. We just thank God, you know.
God is good.
So,
God is good.
Yes, he is. He is. I'm telling you. So now I'm clicking on Doc Freeze. We're going to put you back on hold for a minute, Shine, and we're going to come back to you in a few minutes. And so, Doc, I'm telling you, that was something else, ain't it? That song, that music of Shine Lifer, that's awesome.
Hey, I definitely want to connect with that dude there, man. I definitely want to connect.
We just said it's already a connection, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we thank God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, Doc? Because I'm going to click y'all on to say something after we finish the music, you know, to one another and everything. But right now, since we fighting for time, I'm trying to hurry up and get everybody's two songs in. So, Doc, real brief, I'm going to go to Blood Raw, and then we're going to go to his report. Real briefly, what would you say about these songs here to the people?
What happened? I can't hear the last question.
What is it about these songs that you would like to tell the people, the message in these songs?
Well, Blood Raw is basically get in the face of the devil and you know, let them know we're going to give it to the world blood raw. We're going to let them know through the blood of Christ they can be free. And basically, we're coming to make a stand. And then his report is basically a testimony song, like I said earlier, that I was on dialysis. And it's basically some of how I felt and basically what it is to be on. This is my life on dialysis, basically. I'm giving you a picture of my life through this song.
Amen. 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 All right, then. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get with Blood Raw and his report, and then we're gonna be right back. All right, y'all. So y'all heard it. We got Doc Freeze and Blood Raw and his report, and we'll be back.
Blood Raw. see your blood warm. That's flesh.
Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Blood raw, and as I spit it, I'ma give it to you. Blood raw, you gon' feel it when I give it to you. Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you.
Let me let you people know what's the real deal. Coming to ripping that we can go all night. I'll be spitting and hitting it, going at it like I added while gripping the beat so tight. I'ma give you the word, I'ma serve it to you wrong. I'ma talk about the man named Christ. Edify, glorify, sanctify, gotta lift his holy name on high. Everything that he's done for me, but don't win on the cross. Set me free, gotta bring the word, bring the truth. Make sure that it's grabbing to you. Gotta give it to him in the way they understand. Ain't no half stepping when it comes to this man. Gotta give it to him blunt, gotta give it to him real. Straight up, no, ain't no play around. Take Christ when upon the cross, put a beat down, took a shake for the law.
Wow.
Set his blood, show his love, man, that's what's up. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for backing us up. I'ma bring the gospel, bring the truth. If you don't believe in him, dog, I'm living proof.
Uh-huh.
Of his mercy and grace and what he can do. Put your trust in him and he'll pull you through. Don't forget what he did for ya.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget what he did it for.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have to do it, but he still pursued it. So what you think of that, bruh?
Uh-huh.
Don't forget what he did for ya.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget what he did it for.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have to do it, but he still pursued it. So cuz I'ma give it to ya.
Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to ya. Blood raw, and as I spit it, I'ma give it to ya. Blood raw, you gon' feel it when I give it to ya. Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Blood raw, and as I spit it, I'ma give it to you. Blood raw, you gon' feel it when I give it to you. Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you.
Whoa, whoa. Did anybody tell you that my God is a beast? Beast? Whoa, whoa. Did anybody tell you that his love runs deep? Deep?
Oh,
oh. Put you on to the one who's the king of kings.
King,
bro, bro. You might as well call me a Jesus freak.
Uh-huh.
Let me let you know how we get down. When it's time to get down, we get down to the nitty gritty. We gon' bring it raw at the bottom of the map. You might as well go ahead. Call it the holy city.
Yeah.
I'm a messenger of the Christ. I'ma give it to you. Spit about life, talk good about Christ. In other words, dog, I'm just gon' have to give it to you.
Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you. Blood raw, and as I spit it, I'ma give it to you. Blood raw, you gon' feel it when I give it to you. Blood raw, I'ma hit you with it, give it to you.
Yeah. Just to share a little testimony with y'all, man, about some things that I've been through. Feel it.
It all started out at the age of 16. Blood pressure sky high, headaches and nosebleeds. Doctors telling me be careful, look out for heart attacks. No more rough playing sports, you're right, man, bump that. No more NFL,
what?
No UFC.
Come
check
on.
Them both off and jump to the next thing.
Next
2 years down the line, I stopped taking my pills. Little I did, I know that things were starting to go downhill.
Woo!
It was the beginning of self-destruction. Consequences, I was safe and not listening to what the doctor had to say. Looking out for myself.
Yeah.
Playing games with my life and taking care of my health.
Come on.
I wish I would have listened to what the doctor said, but I did what I wanted. Look at where it led. If you want to get real, this is all God's glory. A testimony just to show you what he's done for me. I'm trying my best to do what's right, asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me and be my crutch when I feel like I'm slipping. Lord, pick me up. I'm trying my best to do what's right, asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me. Help me, Father God. I'm trying to be a man for my fam and just hold it down.
Hold
it every now and then. I feel like just breaking down, singing, man, that's it. I just want to quit. But if I do, who's gonna help raise my jits? Man, I'm sick and tired of all this drama, all this stress in my life with these kidney problems.
For real.
I gotta stick it out like a 12-round bout in a heavyweight fight and don't get knocked out. 3 days of the week, 4.5 hours. Do you know what it's like not to have no power?
Jeez.
Feeling all weak, come home to go to sleep. Same old crap, dog, week after week. But don't get me wrong, I'm grateful to be alive, cause
yeah.
I'm one of the few who got a second chance at life. If you wanna get real, this is all God's glory.
Real.
A testimony just to show you what he's done for me. I'm trying my best to do what's right, asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me and be my crutch when I feel like I'm slipping. Lord, pick me up. I'm trying my best to do what's right, asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me.
Help me, Father God.
gotta give God glory, honor, and praise. Because of his mercy, I'm here today. I should have been dead, is what the doctor said.
What?
While I'm laying up in my hospital bed. Mama praying for me on her knees to the side. Willing to accept that I took my last ride. But God had a plan, a mission for my life.
Yep.
To go into the world and teach about Christ. And share my testimony from the young to old. No matter what the situation, in the Lord stand bold. Hold on strong, dog, and turn to his word. When it feels like your world is about to turn. Hebrews 13 in verse 5.
Yeah.
I will never leave you nor forsake you, my child. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for backing me up and doing everything you can just to show me your love. I'm trying my best to do what's right. Asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me and be my crutch. When I feel like I'm slipping, Lord, pick me up. I'm trying my best to do what's right. Asking for the strength to go on with this life. Lord Jesus, please help me. Help me, Father God.
Wow. Wow, I'm telling y'all, that's something. All right, so we heard Doc Freeze. You know, we thank God for Doc Freeze. And dear Lord, I mean, I think I had the right name of the music. I don't even know. But anyway, that was Doc Freeze. So we just thank God for Doc Freeze. But I'm telling you, it's just awesome. Now we have Deacon Brown. We got you up next. And what would you say concerning cutting up? And I pleaded the blood. That's what we're going to play. What would you say the message with this is to the people?
Well, it's like, see, me, I also like calling that the money for that witchcraft and all that. That type of stuff. So it's like, in that type of stuff, we were using the word of God and doing all kind of stuff with the word of God, and it was the money forces. So when God opened my eyes to it, when it came to the light, and now I could express myself through the music because I've been done, and I've done that, and I know what's behind it. So what's in the atmosphere now, there was a lot of people that working with that the money forces. So cutting up, that's what I was saying. I was that some demons got them acting like that. That some demons got them reading the Bible and getting a revelation, but they ain't bearing no fruits behind what they getting. They doing evil stuff. So it's like I was casting those spirits out. Behind that, and then on preaching the blood, it's like I was preaching the blood of Jesus over my whole family because I know once you get into the devil camp and you begin to tell out for strongholds and begin to cast out some demons and he get angry, so he try to attack those that you are involved with, those that you love, those
that's
that
right.
You're praying for. So I had to plead the blood over them.
That's right. Amen. All right. Well, I'm gonna put you back on hold, and we're gonna click you back on in a few moments. So y'all heard it. That's Deacon Brown and cutting up, and I pleaded the blood, and we'll be right back.
I lay my hands on them demons, that them demons couldn't know.
I plead the blood,
revelation.
Revelation.
Body ain't bad, fruit bad. Well, tell me what it is.
What
I think the devil got him. What all my cats are mine.
Deacon Brown. Right now, we're going to pick our sister on here of Action All Stars. Hey, sis.
Hey.
And now what we're going to hear from you all, I'm telling you, when I heard this last night, Pushing the Envelope, that was hard. I was like, oh, my God, I wish I had that in the very beginning. So we're going to play Pushing the Envelope. And then we're going to do How Low Can You Go. That How Low You Can You Go is rocking the charts. People are loving it. So can you just say briefly what is Pushing the Envelope is about and How Low Can You Go?
Amen, amen. Well, Pushing the Envelope is a track with my husband Prince and Ace the Testimony. They pretty much just exactly what the title is saying. They're pushing the envelope. They're not, you know, sugarcoating anything, like I said previously. They're basically laying it out for you, whether you like it or not, whether you want to hear it or not, they're spitting the truth. A lot of things that people are afraid to say or people shy away from, they're pretty much saying it and letting you know. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people walk around blindly and, you know what I mean? And they're not accepting the truth. So they're pretty much putting it out there. And How Low is a track off our mixtape. And again, like I said, we always spit it black and white, and this song proves that. It's pretty much a song talking about heaven and hell. How low can you go? Can you get all the way to the pits of hell? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have that choice. You have that decision. God gave us the free will to accept it or not. So this song is pretty much saying, you know, it describes hell and its reality. You know, some people just basically believe, they shy away from talking about hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and they just shy away from it, you know what I'm saying? So this song just brings it to reality to say it's real. And if you don't make the right decision, and, you know, time is running out. So this song is just like a wake-up call. So, you know, I hope everybody likes it. Amen.
All right, then. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and then we're gonna be right back. And so right now, y'all, you're about to hear Pushing the Envelope. And then right after that, you're going to hear How Low Can You Go. And then right after that, the next voice that you will hear will be Ready Ray. We're going to go ahead and play a song of Ready Ray on here today. And then we got to go to Ace. And then after that, that's going to be it. And then hopefully we pray that our ministering artists can call back in tonight and we do a part two of this and we can get more said and heard as well tonight. So right now we're going to go over to Action All-Stars and put you in the envelope and How Low Can You Go? And we'll be right back.
Okay, I'm here to say goodbye, see you later, sayonara. I'm in this world, but not of it, I belong to the Father. As long as I am here, I'll plant the seed and praise the blossoms. Life without Jehovah's, like eclipse without the lunar. Too many Christians join the industry to make the moolah. But you can keep that, cause we're here to represent the ruler. Oh no, it's just another sermon. Nope, we're just ministers coming to put some work in.
Not another sermon. Ministers of the Lord pushing the gospel, putting work in. Move with discernment. Wolf and sheep's clothing, we expose him, the true skin, in the form but not of it, the things of it I won't cover, attacks come, I rise above it, Christian entertainers, I don't judge them, but it's all about the swag, I had enough of them, yeah, it's all about the swag, man, I had enough of them, said it's all about the swag, man, I had enough of
I'm strapped with the scriptures, always heavy ammunition. Demons don't wanna, cause I'm cruising with my congregation. They label us again, cause we be covered in the blood. Face to face to show us love, but it's all the fun. No radio play, even though our music bumps. We don't need the airwaves in the streets saving thugs. Call me Benjamin, I'm just keeping it 100. Rhyme saturated with the truth, won't change the subject.
Change my name to Benji, 100's how I keep it. Say the truth hurts, and you know I'm here to speak it. Ego so big, I will bring you down to size. All about you, just a little Christ in your rhymes. Think I'm lying, we could go tits for tat. Hear tracks, wondering where the ministering at. Listen how much of pride your bars have been packed. Now believers thinking that you're spitting clean rap. Not believe thinking that you're spitting clean rap. Yeah. Not believe thinking that you're spitting clean rap.
We don't rap for cash, we minister for change. We're preaching on the altar where others perform on stage. What's the point of being hype if nobody is saved? You're spitting on the mic, but your walk doesn't relate. I spit the drive on prophetic DNA. Corinthians 7:23, we will not be enslaved. I sugarcoat nothing, I would rather get a cavity. I'm sticking with my God, just one day I'll defy gravity.
Defying gravity won't end up in a tragedy. Some of y'all will hear me and y'all gon' be mad at me. The Holy Spirit's backing me, so I ain't ever slacking. Be holding down from a king, yeah, the holy majesty. All the all-stars are going too far.
pushing the envelope in 16 bars. Cutting trees down if your fruits ain't showing. Just planting seeds, pray that your root starts growing. Just planting seeds, pray your roots start growing. Just planting seeds, pray your roots start growing.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the swag, man. I had enough of them. I said it's all about the swag, man. I had enough of them. Not believers thinking that you're sitting clean, man.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
Tonight, but that was one of his songs right there called Armageddon. And next we're going to hear Ace, and we're going to hear his song I'm On. And after that we're going to click our ministering artist back on to have the final last words, and we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Hood Medicine Volume 1. King David, Excalibur, Mikael,
Haterade, I couldn't let you beat me, down deep, foolishness was in me, every day waking up, my dream, get this money, get this car, that's cream, somehow, his holiness intervened, gave sight to a man who couldn't see, I was that blind man, yeah, that was me, I couldn't see, I was surrounded by lost seeds, I couldn't see, my whole life was full of bad deeds, I couldn't see, I was nothing like the Jay-Z, so I made a move selling out my good friends, ran the church and I lifted up my right hand, told my father this time, your plan, I'm backing out the game, ha, the end, new team, new game, new life, if I die, I'm going into paradise,
King Day flow sicker in the hospital, cause the word of the word ain't talking little, I can still looking like a brick truck, trying to rob that to get you boys sent here, Christ, shine brighter than a stadium, we ballin' on them no gymnasium. If a man don't work, he don't eat. So we're grindin' the day and in the night, might sleep. So yeah, the king gone like a plasma, following the Holy Ghost, no Casper. Satan try to detour me, but I shake like a quarterback in Mike Vick. Say, you a lame where I come from. Citizen of heaven, dog, you don't want none. Bringin' red with the king of all kings. Salute the heavenly host to bless my kingdom. Oh.
Like I got a toothache. Call it a fiasco, no Lupe. Like a toupee, touche, press play, get the picture clearer, Blu-ray, I'm on point without a tip, it's me, the Holy Ghost and Son about to rip the seat, I know you probably heard about the gift, no tree given by the Most High without a spliff, no weed, like a porch light, or a dice, singing for an orgy, more than likely, you see the face.
over ain't fair. Tell the haters you ain't gotta like me. Take care. I'm here, yeah, I grew up out the head. They raise hell, we bring down heaven. Instead, this ain't the remix, it's a repo, taking back everything that these souls.
Since day one, I've been rapping about the throne. Life is temporary and heaven is really home. Should've been gone, bullets ain't at my dome. I knew it wouldn't be long, now I'm finally on. I'm only here for a purpose. Rapping for the Lord, even though I'm not perfect. Saved by grace, so my life isn't open. Take a look, the devil I'm crushing. Attacking, I'm a demon assassin. So you know I'm strapped, spiritually blasting. Covered by the blood, so I'm ready for action. This is real life, I ain't into acting. It's all about kingdom agenda. We're one body, different members. Living for the Lord, playing my position. Promoting unity instead of bringing division.
That's right, that's what it's all about. Unity, baby. Big shout out to my man Mikael, yeah. Shout out to Kimbo Music Group. Boy DJ Preacher Kid, aka Malachi. We all.
All right, that was Ace. And we thank God. We're going to click back on Doc Freeze and Sean Lifer and also Deacon Brown and our sister here. I say Danita, so I go by Danita. Is that okay? That is your name, Danita, right?
Yeah, Danita, but my name in the ministry is Orchid, so yeah.
Okay, Orchid, right, okay.
Yeah, Orchid.
So I just thank God for you all. We still have a lot of listeners that are listening in right now. Those that are listening in through the links, after 2 hours, they can't hear nothing else until we get off the air. But there's a lot of people that calls in. You see what I'm saying? They calls in. A lot of them is in the chat areas, too. They can still hear us.
Oh, cool.
And so I don't know why that happens, but that's just the way it is. They give them up to 2 hours to listen to it. After that, we're still going. That's how y'all are able to still hear the music and stuff. And some other people might be saying, well, I don't hear nothing. You know, so that's what happens. But once we off, they will be able to click back on the link and they can hear the rest of the program. So basically, I'm not sure who will be able to come back tonight. Is anybody able to be back on tonight or what?
Yeah, I'll be back on tonight.
Yeah,
okay,
back.
Now who's saying that?
Brown.
Everybody's sounding alike. I'm like, who's saying that? Okay. So, Deacon Brown, you said you're going to be back on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said you can come on. Sean Lifer, will you
I should be able
okay,
to be back, yeah.
Okay, you'll be able to be back. And, Sitch, you going to be able to be back on with us, you think?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Do you think, would you be able to be back on with us?
Me? I don't see why not. If anything, my husband could too, so.
Okay, that would be great, too. We could hear from
yeah.
him. And hopefully we can get Ready Ray on here, and maybe we can get Steven on here as well. Steven, the voice, we'll be able to get him on because he texted me and said he was seeing visiting with his son. So hopefully maybe tonight he can be able to call in as well. So, you know, we can get it kind of full and we can really go forth, you know, and speaking to the people and stuff too as well because a lot of them enjoy and they were, and a lot of people, especially in Africa, they were leaving messages saying we're going to tune in tonight. As mm-hmm. well, and so we just thank God, and then we have some people that's going to be that will be listening in, you know, in Malaysia and in Hong Kong as well. So because our time frame is different, so like right now it's like up in the nighttime there in Hong Kong and Malaysia, but when we come on at night, it's their morning. So they're able to listen in and tune in as well. So I just felt like maybe tonight we can just do a part two of this, you know, where we can hear more, you know, they can hear more of us speaking on different things or whatever, and then we can pick a topic, you know, whatever comes to our head or something, we can go with it and speak on it. And then after that, you know, they can hear more music of y'all, because y'all definitely have more songs. I know, Doc, you got some more songs, and Action All-Stars got more music, and I know Stephen Murphy, he got other songs, and so do Deacon Brown. And then, that's going to be great. That will be nice. And then what I could do is just post the links again on the page as y'all call in, and we just do the same thing like we did today, but it'll be different. You know, songs, it won't be the same songs, it'll be different songs, and we'll be speaking on other topics as well for tonight. So I'm just excited about what God is doing. And, Doc, you said you wanted to hook up with Sean Lifer in the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to link up with him. I want to link up with him outside of music as well, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely would like to link up and see what God can do.
Same here, bro. Right. No problem.
All right. Lil John, is it there, huh?
Yeah, I'm here. I want to link up with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I want to collab with everybody. I want to link up fellowship with everybody.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's what God is calling us to do.
Deacon Brown, that's my dog. What's up, homie?
What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
I'm so excited about the hookup, because a lot of y'all is in. Because where are you at again, Sean? Where are you at again?
I'm in Hartford, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Wow. You in Connecticut,
wow.
And they all in Florida. Now, how far is that from Florida?
It's about 24 hours. 24 hours away.
Yeah.
If you driving.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, wow. and it's like a 3-hour plane ride.
Wow! Wow! I think I would do the plane. I think that would be a lot better to do the plane, because if you driving 24 hours, my God, you will be looking at your feet when you get there and say, "Can you walk?" For real, because all that driving, that would be something.
Wow.
So, you know, I know I'm kind of far from y'all. I don't know how far Detroit is from Connecticut, but I do know Florida. My dad was telling me, you know, it was going to be a good ride. So, I don't do good with that. So, it would definitely have to be flying out. But we just thank God for y'all. We thank God for y'all, and I'm looking forward to the night, y'all. I'm so excited. When y'all said you can be on tonight, you just don't know. It's like my heart leaped. It like, oh, my God, the devil is in trouble tonight. For real.
Yeah.
He definitely is some trouble, for real. So we just thank God, and I'm praying that the other brother that was not able, hopefully he'll be on tonight too, because I'm telling you, that brother testimony is so dynamite. We chopped it up last night on that phone to almost 3:00 in the morning. I'm telling you, praying. I'm serious. We were talking. He prayed for me, and I was praying for him, and we was going forth, and it was just something, you know, the connection. And then this morning he said he was out getting coffee, and he was on his way, and he said, "I'm calling in from this number." And before I knew it, it never showed up. So I don't know what happened. Like I said, sometimes things do happen. Emergencies happen. I'm quite sure something did happen. And so, but we just thank God for, you all, for what you're doing, and just keep on keeping on. And we just looking forward tonight, for y'all to, you know, be on with us tonight as well. And so normally I try to go on by no later than 5:36. So what I would do is just text you all and give you a definite time of what we're going to do, either 5:30 or 6. I'd be trying to get a set time here to do that. And then that way we can just go from there and just get on back tonight. And then y'all can tell y'all friends, tune in, call in, whatever. And we just going to look at this like a divine connection from heaven that God is doing with us all on this on these airwaves. So you can take this link that's on y'all pages, and you can reshare this link right now, and people can listen in that wasn't able to. And then tonight will be a different link that will be posted. So,
okay.
Anything anybody want to say? Anything you want to say, Deacon Brown, before we end this off?
There's a lot of people can't how to find me on Facebook because my name is not Deacon Brown on Facebook. It's taking over my city, Brown. So, got some more links. You want to listen to some more music? You go to SoundCloud, Deacon Brown. You go to Reverb Nation, Deacon Brown. And then I also got some clothing lines coming up. It's called Deacon Bird's Eye View. So, y'all be on.
All right. All right. That sounds good to me. All right. All right. Shine Life, anything you want to say before we end this?
Nah, I just want to say thank you for having me in your program. I'm really humbled by, you know, everybody's testimony and the love that's been shown, you know, today. God bless, and I pray all the best for each and every one of you ministry. And I pray that, you know, God will just bless Angel on Deck, you know, because this is where it's at. This is where it's happening. You are the voice, and I appreciate you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sis,
anything
you want to say, sis?
I definitely want to say that I'm grateful for having me on the air to represent for the Action All Stars. And, you know, like my brother Sean said, to bless your ministry, bless Angels on Deck, because it's a huge door that God is using, you know what I'm saying, to link us all together. And I just thank God for that. I just want to bless anyone that's listening, and also if they want to check out our music or, you know, become a fan of us on Facebook, it's just easy. The Action All Stars. So just type up The Action All Stars, search for us, and you'll check us out. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. All right. All right. Doc Freeze.
I just want to say God bless everybody listening. I hope y'all were blessed. Tune in tonight. You're definitely going to hear some more fire from heaven. And Angel, God bless you and your ministry. My sister and my brothers on the line, God bless you guys, man. And I pray that God just opens up the floodgates over the ministry, man, that we get to link up and make a bold statement in this world, man, for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there that wants to hear more music, you can hit me up on Twitter, Doc Freeze, at Doc Freeze, Facebook, at Doc Freeze, SoundCloud, at Doc Freeze, Reverb Nation, at Doc Freeze. And if you want any more info and you can't find me, I'll let Ms. Angel on Deck, and she'll definitely link us up.
All right.
And I just want
all to right,
to the All Stars. I love y'all All Stars. I'm the biggest fan.
Hey, I'm all y'all fans. So I'm gonna tell y'all like I said last week to all the artists. If y'all get y'all mentions before I receive mine, make sure I have a room.
I got you.
And then everybody was telling me, well, hey, you probably had yours first. I'm like, no, y'all might end up getting that deal. And then when I hear that y'all gonna arrive, then I'm going to be arriving right behind y'all with my luggage. It's like,
uh-huh.
Here I am.
Oh, man.
So we just thank God. So I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to get off here. And I just want to say God bless to everyone and just thank everybody for listening in and just tune in on tonight. It's going to be on, as they say, on and profit. So we just thank God. So God bless you all. And I'll be texting y'all. We'll be chatting soon.
All right.
All right.
Amen.
All
God bless you guys.
Amen.
Bye.
God bless you guys.